In the name of Jesus, amen. Just when parents are about to lose it, our Lord rescues them, or maybe he saves their kids. School's back in session, and everyone is ready to learn. So today there's a test question from Jesus, a question with eternal significance. Who do people say that the Son of Man is? And there's lots of answers. Some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, others Jeremiah, one of the prophets. The world has its own answers to that question. Muslims and Jews agree on at least one thing. They both say that Jesus is not God. The Jehovah's Witnesses and the Mormons agree that Jesus is a man, but something less than God. Then there are those who would impose upon Jesus what they think he should be. Well, I don't believe that Jesus is really like that. He wouldn't condemn people. Jesus is all about love. He's accepting. Judge not, you know. It happens in the church, too. How many churches today, this morning, are hearing about a Jesus who is what people want him to be? The guy that you bargain with, a fix-it man, a vending machine to give you the right job or the right life, or the guy who will make your family life better if you follow these five simple principles. But in that example, you, and not Jesus, determine who Jesus is and how he acts towards you. You are the ones that decide what kind of Jesus you believe in by what you think about him and the answer to the question, who do people say that I am? But those answers are only as certain as you are. Which makes them all pretty useless, right? So Jesus asks the disciples, who do you say that I am? It's not important what they say. What do you say about me? And then the answer. Peter nails it. You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. You too. Who do you say that I am? Jesus asks. The Lord asks you today the same question. Don't try to make something up that's clever. Stick with Peter's answer. You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. In fact, why don't you repeat Peter's confession with me right now? You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Now, what does that mean? Words all by themselves need to be fleshed out. Christ Jesus, the Christ, is the Messiah, the anointed one, the anointed king. All of the kings of the Old Testament were anointed. But Christ our Lord is not a king with a conquering army. Rather, he is a suffering slave. The suffering servant who would bear in himself the sin of the world. The one who is wounded for your transgressions, bruised for your iniquities, and by his stripes, by his suffering and his dying, you are healed. And Son of the living God means that he is the virgin-born, only-begotten Son of the Father. He is the eternal Son of God. And since he is God and man for you, his death counts not just for himself, but for all the world. And you can be sure of Peter's confession because it didn't come from Peter. Flesh and blood come up with flesh and blood answers. If it came from Peter, if it came from you, it will only live as long as you live. But Peter's confession comes from the Father. So it is a heavenly confession. And what's from the Father is rock solid. As it says in Psalm 18, the Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my rock in whom I take refuge. Now, Petros in Greek is Peter. Petra is Greek for rock. And they both derive from the same root word, so both of them then mean rock. So you are Petros, and on this Petra, I'll build my church. And the pun is intended. And when Simon Petros is making a Petra solid confession, that's a rock that Jesus can build his church on. Not even the hordes of Hades can stand against it. Unfortunately, next week we'll hear that Peter didn't understand a bit of what he had just confessed. All of a sudden, we'll see that Peter wants a Christ who wouldn't die on a cross. Peter wants an anointed king who would rule and conquer by force. That was Peter's opinion. That wasn't from the Father. That was Satan talking. But today we have Peter's rock-solid confession. You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. And that confession is certain, even when Peter isn't certain, even when he's clueless. So when the Lord God speaks through his appointed men, when he speaks his word of law and gospel, they aren't speaking. He is speaking through them. So when you heard the Lord's absolution earlier, the keys of the kingdom were used to open heaven for you. I forgive you all your sins. That's just as valid and certain, says the Small Catechism, as if Christ, your Lord, spoke them to you himself. Think about that. Heaven was opened for you this morning with six little words. I forgive you all your sins. Can you get any more gospel than that? Not by your works, but by his bitter suffering and death. Not by what you do, not by how you feel, but the external word of God delivered by the men that he has sent to deliver that word to you. And faith. Faith grabs hold of those six little words and receives them with a hearty amen. Your word. I am forgiven by Jesus' death on the cross. Delivered to me in those words, I forgive you all your sins. Amen. The words and the promises of Christ delivered from the mouth of Peter are the rock that the church is built on. Not Peter the man, but by Peter the man confessing what the Father has revealed to him. But how do you tell? How do you tell when a confession is rock solid and when Satan is leading you astray? How do your children know? The only way to know the answer to the question, who do people say that I am, is to be in and around Holy Scripture. So, it's time for you to go back to school too. I'm talking specifically about Sunday school and Bible class. Since school has started for all of our students and children, start it for yourself. Learn more about this Jesus, who is the Christ, the Son of the living God, by coming to church to study the Scriptures, by coming to the Bible class opportunities to study the Scriptures. I know you're all busy. I'm busy too. The kids all have their sports and band and 4-H and other activities. There's work and there's school and there's hobbies. It's so hard to balance it all, isn't it? But if you truly believe that one's Christian education does not end with a confirmation certificate, if you truly believe that all Christians should be lifelong learners of the living Word of God, then make the time. Make it a priority. For your Lord Jesus wants you to. to learn of him. Even so, you can't leave church today without considering how the question asked by Jesus impacts you and your family and your children and your grandchildren. Who do you say that I am? Asked Jesus. And the only answer is the one revealed by the Father to Peter. You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. You are the one born of the Virgin for me. The one who grew up in this world for me, the one who prayed for me, the one who taught for me, the one who was betrayed for me, the one who suffered for my sins, and the one who died for me. And so that I would be justified, that I would be made right before God, even me with all my crazy thoughts that I have about God. You were raised from the dead for me, and I have been raised with you in the words spoken to me today. Heaven is open for me, even with all my sins. I am forgiven because Jesus said so through his man in this place. Make sure that your children, that your grandchildren hear that message, that you understand that message. Go to Bible class and bring your kids to Sunday school. Let's review Jesus' test question one last time. I'll ask you answer. Jesus asked today, who do you say that I am? And Peter answered, the Son of the living God. In the name of Jesus, Amen.